is a podcast called Walk, Talk, Listen. An attempt to connect people and make this world a bit better by sharing opinions and experiences based on the belief that everyone's perspective is true, albeit partial. My name is Maurice Bloem, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Walk, Talk, Listen.
And I am a storyteller. I love that you brought in the storytelling piece. I'm a storyteller, a women's educator, and a songstress. I love to sing and share music. And I do a lot of teachings about the Indigenous Celtic traditions. And I'm really, really so happy to be here with you, Maurice. Thank you for having me.
If you would walk 100 miles, you know, why would you do that? What drives you in life?
Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful question. I have been very service-driven since a young age, and there are some particular causes that I have really put a lot of time and energy into over the years. One of the things that I care deeply about is the environment. And I just really feel that, you know, from my perspective, if we don't protect our environment, then all the other causes are kind of, you know, become irrelevant, you know, and it's the climate crisis is such it has so many interrelated problems and challenges that we're facing today that really come together. And in the past 5 or so years, I've been especially interested in forests, because the forests of the world, of course, are, you know, they're the lungs of our planet, but they also provide fresh water. They are huge carbon stores, and they protect wildlife and biodiversity and so many other things. And so I've actually been volunteering with a new organization just recently that's dedicated to protecting primary forests. When I say primary forests, they're old growth forests that have been largely untouched by human activities. And, you know, they only make up a small percentage of the world's forests today, but they are huge stores of carbon. They have amazing biodiversity that doesn't exist anywhere else on Earth. You know, so they're really, really precious for so many reasons. And I'm also very passionate about women and women's causes. And, you know, there's so many different aspects to that. But that's also something that I care deeply about. And would really drive me to do something like that.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, can you still remember then, you know, was there a moment in your life where you thought, oh, you know, this is what I need to do? Or were there a series of events that made you, you know, drive into this direction that you're, you know, working so passionately on?
That's a great question. Well, I would say that I've kind of been on the path that I'm on with the interest in the service-based work that I've been doing for about 10 years, I suppose. And it really started with my own journey of self-discovery. And, you know, I think it came about as a young person, you know, leaving the home and really beginning to walk my own path. And I just really felt like there was sort of this hole inside of me. And I felt this really deep unbelonging to the world around me. I felt very out of step with mainstream culture. and I really started to feel this deep calling of Mother Earth, honestly. I really felt the land sort of calling to me, saying, like, the way that we're living isn't sustainable for ourselves or the planet. And there was this really beautiful intersection of sort of this environmental passion with a deeply spiritual passion with connecting with the earth. And that also sort of came alongside too of asking, you know, what would it be like to live in a culture and a society that revered women? Because, you know, we've lived inside of a patriarchy for thousands of years, which is now breaking down. And when I say patriarchy, I don't mean to in any way, disrespect or, shame men in any way, because I don't think men are being served by the patriarchy either. But I was really interested in what, you know, a culture, a world might look like where women were really revered. And so I started sort of digging into and becoming fascinated with the Celtic tradition, the ancient Celtic tradition, which is my heritage. And I spent a lot of my life in the UK. And you know, it, from what I understand from the mythologies and the things that we do know of that time and that period, you know, women had a very different role in society. And so I've sort of dedicated the past 10 years of my spiritual journey and self-discovery to understanding the Celtic traditions, the indigenous ways of the Celtic lands, you know, the role of women inside of that as sort of the sacred feminine, and alongside of this environmental piece, because indigenous cultures around the world have lived, you know, they live in harmony with nature. And so I thought, you know, well, the Celtic indigenous tradition has been fragmented for thousands of years, but what would it look like and what would it feel like to bring some of that reverence for the earth back into our modern life? So that's been sort of my own journey. And then just in the past couple year or so, actually, I've started really offering that to other women, these sort of teachings. And as I mentioned, I've been on sort of environmental service work as well for the past 5 years or so. So there's kind of this, I would describe my work as being an intersection between environmentalism and sort of women's work, with spirituality really at the center. I just want to echo back that, you know, I in no way want to speak for all young people. So I'll just speak from my own perspective and the circles that I move in. And, you know, I want to say here that I live very close to Boulder, Colorado, and I lived there for many years. And so, you know, Boulder is kind of a spiritual hub in the United States. So, you know, I suppose my perspective is shaped very much by that. And so, you know, I would absolutely say that the young people that I connect with, you know, especially here in Boulder, would probably describe themselves as spiritual, but not religious. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of disillusionment in the younger generation about many different aspects of the world we're living in today. And I think that a lot of young people have a desire to see a change. And in the realm of spirituality, I think that looks like moving away from religious institutions, and, you know, creating our own connection with the truth, which isn't always readily available inside of religious institutions. And I think that it's interesting because, you know, I know people who would describe themselves as Christians, for example, but they don't go to church. And so there's also sort of this, I think there's also a separation happening because of the history of the church, the way that, you know, people can feel sort of like you have to go to church and there has to be a priest to have a connection with God. And, you know, I think that a lot of people, young people that I know are saying, well, I don't believe that. I think that I can have my own connection with God outside of the church, outside of having a priest. And I think for, you know, as I mentioned, I do a lot of women's work, and I have a lot of women that I teach that, you know, come from religious families, for example, and, you know, felt that there was a lot of like a culture of shame, and, you know, women in particular sort of haven't been welcomed into leadership in the church. So it's been a very patriarchal sort of lineage in that sense. And I think a lot of women feel, you know, that they can't fully be themselves or express themselves in those institutions. So, you know, that's again, just from working in my own, the circles that I run in and seeing these themes. But I think that people, the young people that I largely know, definitely feel spiritual in a sense. And, you know, sometimes they don't always have a name for that. And, you know, perhaps it's just universe, you know, it might not even be the word God that they connect to. It might be universe or spirit or Mother Earth or what have you. But I also think it's interesting to sort of see that sometimes there's a, you know, a lack of focus or direction around that. And so, you know, I personally really wanted to have more clarity and direction about what I wanted to connect with, which is why to me the Indigenous Celtic traditions felt really powerful, because it's also of my lineage. And a lot of people who come to work with me also are feeling a lot of concern, especially now, about cultural appropriation and, you know, really wanting to unravel from white supremacy and heal their ancestry, which is also something that I offer. And healing also, you know, the different wounding from religion over the generations. So I find that really fascinating that, you know, there is sort of a movement of people wanting to come into connection with the spiritual traditions of their lineage in particular, which I think is really important, as, you know, for me as a white woman, to really honor that piece, and to really stay focused inside of my spiritual inheritance and my lineage. So yeah, I hope that answered your question. I'm happy to speak more to it if you have any other questions around it.
Yeah. Maybe this is a good moment to, you know, to tell the listeners where they could go. I mean, do you have a website where people can?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So the best place to find me is on social media. So you can find me on Instagram as Tara Wild. You can find me there on Facebook as well and on YouTube. And my website is tara-wild.com. So tara-wild.com.
Is there any message that you would have for people out there that are, you know, trying to find their way and struggling, or yeah, anything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gosh, I could speak to this for a long time, but I think what I want to say in this moment is that, you know, these are unprecedented times, as you said, and I think it can be really easy to get caught up in the drama of it all, you know, by, you know, the way that the media is presenting, you know, particular things and these issues we're facing, these challenges we're facing. And it can be really easy to get caught up in the drama, but also, you know, there's legitimate suffering happening, of course, as well. And so, you know, I think what I would say is that, yes, these are challenging times, but I also think they're really amazing times. I think that we're gonna see massive changes as a result of what's going on. And I think that really what I feel in my heart is that we need to get really rooted and really resilient in these times to navigate them with as much integrity and grace and really stay centered in our hearts during this time. And that's not always easy because of the things that we just shared. You know, there's a lot of really legitimate challenges being faced and a lot of media drama and what have you. But I think finding our center is just so important. And whatever that means to you, you know, whether you choose to find your center, you know, if it helps to find your center through religion or through spirituality or you know, any of those pathways and more, or if it means walking 100 miles and, you know, really committing to something greater than yourself, you know, a cause or a sense of community. So I think that there's a lot of pathways to finding that kind of resilience. But that feels, I keep saying, rooted and resilient is key right now. And it's something that I am trying to practice every day. And it's, I know it's not always easy, but it feels more important than ever. Everyone who's listening, I just really deeply desire and hope and long for, you know, these kinds of conversations where we can really bridge divides and I really appreciate that that's what you're doing through this podcast, Maurice. And because, like you said, we're living in times where there's a lot of polarization, and I think that it can be really easy to disagree with someone and immediately want to disconnect from them. And I see this over and over again. And I think part of being rooted and resilient in these times is being able to disagree with someone and still stay connected. So, you know, I actually disagree, but I still love you, or I disagree and I still want to continue having a conversation and learning and hearing your perspective. So I think that, I feel very strongly that being able to disagree but stay connected is really key. So I really appreciate this conversation, Maurice, and what you're doing here. And to all the listeners, you know, even if you didn't agree with everything I said, I hope that, you know, maybe this conversation brought in a new perspective for you.
And thank you so much for that. When I talk about this podcast, this podcast needs to be about trying to connect people. And it's based on the premise that everyone's perspective is true but partial. Nobody can be wrong, 100% of the time. So that means that there is always a window, you know, where we can try to find each other and then to have a conversation and to see where we can go together. And I really think that's key. So thank you so much. It's interesting because it's the first time we meet that you basically say the same thing. As I wholeheartedly believe in. So, thank you so much for sharing, your thoughts and experiences. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks so much, Maurice.
Thank you for listening to Walk, Talk, Listen. Please check us out on www.100mile.org or follow us on Facebook.